Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. It is October 12th, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Coming up in the next hour, attorney Phil Berg, prominent lawyer. He is going to be joining us. He has been trying to force the federal government, which they would normally do for any other candidate, to release the birth certificate of Barack Obama and other accompanying documents, passport information, to prove that he was actually eligible to be a presidential candidate and president. For those that don't know, there's questions with both men. John McCain, of course, was born in the Panama Canal Zone. But when he was born there, that area was controlled by the United States. It was controlled by the United States until 2000. But he had to be on a U.S. military base, and he lied and said that he was born on a base that was not open or built until about a year after he was born. So it's clear that John McCain is not eligible. But as bad as that is, Barack Obama is even less eligible. It's even more clear. And the campaign could have easily released this information. Now, we don't have a dog in this fight. Both candidates are bought and paid for by the New World Order, by the global corporate system that we're going to be talking about today that's engineering the economic collapse. The point is that this is going to be a very serious issue, and if Barack Obama wins, which is looking like he's going to win, he's 7 to 10 points ahead in almost every poll, then this is a way to discredit him later by other governments or people in our own country, and certainly a way to blackmail him and control him. So he's very, very, very compromised. And if he isn't compromised there enough, it's all the connections to the PLO, the People's Liberation Organization, Palestinian Liberation Organization, connected to the Weathermen, of course, and many, many others. So quite a sordid past there with Barack H. Obama, talking with Phil Berg coming up in about 55 minutes from now. What I wanted to get into in the first hour and in the latter part of the next hour as well, I'm not going to spend all day on this Obama thing, is the economy. Now, if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, one of my flagship websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are my two major sites. I have several others. You can go over on the right-hand side in the News in Focus area, and you can read a story that Paul Joseph Watson, one of my writers, put together earlier this week titled, You Saw It Here First, Economic Crash, Bankers Stick-Up Predicted Long Ago. And you can read articles that we wrote 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, detailing not just the current economic implosion, but predicting it would be in 2008, early 2009, predicting it would start with derivatives, and that's the securities where they take credit card debt, bundle it together, sell it as a asset, AAA rated as solid gold when it's total garbage. When they take home loans, mortgages, and bundle them, when they take credit card debt, bundle it and sell it. But that's only one small area of derivatives. There are hundreds of different types, and then there are derivatives on derivatives and different indexes and things that make Las Vegas look as pure as a driven snow compared to this level of gambling and corruption. But I want you to go there and watch the video clips, the radio clips, the scores of articles we wrote, the congressmen we had on, the Nobel Prize winners. We had two on for economics, Stiglitz and one other, all the other top experts saying years ago this was in the works and the IMF and World Bank were fully aware of it and actually orchestrating it and allowing it to take place to cause a worldwide implosion where they then hold the country's ransom to pay unlimited amounts, trillions of dollars into the coffers of the very banks that put out these derivatives. So go there. You saw it here first, economic crash, banker stick-up predicted long ago. I mean, there's lots of people that talk out there, but we don't just talk. We give you the evidence, the facts. I told you almost 3 years ago we covered Bilderberg Group. We were able to get moles inside to get us documentation. I was actually even arrested trying to cover it. and detained. And we came out on air, and I came out on this show and many other radio shows, other people's radio shows, and said the bankers have decided to implode the derivatives market starting with the subprime mortgages in 2008. And it's all come true. So the point is, if you're not paying attention to this radio show, if you haven't paid attention to the things we claim and the things we say, we put our money where our mouth is. And as John Wayne said, it's no bragging, it's just fact. In fact, I'm very, very upset that I am right. It's very upsetting to know that this is unfolding and leading towards a worldwide depression within 2 years. We said the start would be in 2008 and it would deepen into 2010. Our experts said that. And, of course, all the real experts know what's going on. The talking heads they put on national TV, those are the liars that keep you in the false political paradigm. So you saw it here first, economic crash, banker stick-up predicted long ago. There's a lot of different facets to this, but here's the bottom line. The very inner sanctum of the New World Order, a select group of families, less than 20, that own the central banks of the world, the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the Bundesbank, they are all private. And they put into their international holding company, IMF and World Bank, funds to go loan third world nations, funds they created out of nowhere. But they tie those fiat funds, those confetti funds, like monopoly money, to real assets like your 401k, the stock market, pension funds, and they have leveraged your savings, the money that you have in the stock market and other investments into all of this. And so now all the thousands of trillions of real investments have now been tied into the thousands of trillions of Ponzi scheme investments. Now, 5 years ago, we really started to ring the alarm bell here when institutional investors, billionaires, people in control of trillions, leverage into trillions, started moving quietly out of derivatives, started moving into safer assets, into commodities, into infrastructure, into media, into research, into mines and shipyards and ship companies and grain, food. And we saw that they were openly discussing in policy reports the fact that derivatives were going to blow up and that they were going to allow them to blow up by cutting off the banking funds to further derivative-type investments. And about 2 years ago, they fully turned the spigot off, and now 2 years later, you're seeing the effects of that. Now, they are still turning the spigot off to Main Street, to Sally Soccer Mom and Joe Sixpack, to companies, to the real economy, to GM and Ford. They are turning the spigot off to that while terrorizing the public, saying if you don't guarantee government-backed liquidity of over $5 trillion, that's what Bloomberg and AP and others reported accurately, is really in the banker bailout bill. We're now every day hearing about the new powers that are in there that we told you about weeks ago. Now the media is announcing them to you piecemeal, saying, oh, they have unlimited power. They have dictatorial power. To now take your money, which they're telling you is to get Main Street going, and to inject it directly into their coffers. And it's not bad enough to have the conflict of interest, the insider trading, the man who helped change the rules, lobby to have the rules changed to allow this to happen, the current head of the Treasury, Paulson, to have him be the former head of Goldman Sachs just a year and a half ago. Then he goes to Mr. Kashkari, his gopher, his assistant, his minion, one of many vice presidents there who's always at his side. This is his assistant, his minion, to hand out the $5 trillion. Yeah, forget $700 billion, $851 billion, forget $1 trillion. Now the news is admitting $2 trillion. It's $5 trillion conservatively. Some market analysts are saying that they could really get $10 trillion out of this. To give you an idea, the defense budget, the biggest ever, was $1 trillion this year. The defense budget they just passed for next year. To give you an idea, the entire GDP is around $3 trillion of this country. $10 trillion. But let's just say it's $5 trillion. They now take that money, put it into their coffers. Then they implode the economy and use the money they've transferred from us to come in and buy up homes, farms, ranches, companies, to make GM hand itself over to Chrysler, which is owned by European central banks. So this is a military operation. It's why the bankers are in control. The bankers, quote, make their money when they destroy assets and call in the loan. They're calling in the loan on the U.S. It's an inside job set up. We'll tell you about it when we get back. Stay with us.
collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
On Friday and Saturday, the world witnessed the lame duck President Bush, with less than 100 days left in office, 99 to be exact, and financial leaders from nations, rich and poor, pledged Saturday to intensify their efforts to unlock a frozen financial system before it does more damage to an increasingly shaky global economy. Gotta love it. The people that have engineered all this posing as the saviors. You see, the same people that owned the Federal Reserve on the Bank of England, the same people that owned the private German banks, not all the banks, not the low-level banks that you think of as a bank that gives you a loan, the private central banks, the private families that control the issuance of currency and credit. The Federal Reserve is private. The Bank of England is private. They're privately owned. And so you have these world financial leaders via the governments meeting and pledging to give unlimited power to the private inner coterie of the central banks. Now, we told you what was in there, and the same legislation has been passed in England. Carbon taxes. You will be paying carbon taxes on what you breathe and what you eat and what you do, a feudalist tax, a serf tax, to the private banks. They have that set up where you'll pay directly to them. They will be able to have new regulations that they put on low-level and mid-level economic organizations, banks, insurance companies, brokerage firms. And so they can break all the rules. They can do whatever they want. They get all of our money, our currency. They get to use it now while it still has value. Over the next 2 years, it will fully devalue our currency. Things will then even implode more, and the central banks of the world will have even more power and real assets to be able to buy up everything else for pennies on the dollar, or pennies on the pound, or pennies on the euro, or pennies on the yen or yuan, or pennies on the ruble, or the shekel, or the denarii. That's what banks do. It's a massive economic monopoly game. They changed the laws in Europe and the United States simultaneously in the mid-90s, simultaneously in 95 and then in 99, simultaneously, just like they acted simultaneously to cut interest rates that'll devalue the dollar even more, because it's the world reserve currency, and because people now won't buy those securities. Look, it's all very complex. Bottom line, it is stated in IMF and World Bank documents. It is stated in Club of Rome documents. It is stated in Trilateral Commission documents. We've written articles about it. We have the quotes. This is public, that they are orchestrating this. And I've come on the air day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, telling you this was coming in 2008. And it would only deepen until 2010. Now, I also told you on record they would propose, and they now have in the Wall Street Journal and the Sunday Times of London and everywhere else, every major publication, a new world order. That's the headline. Just Google new world order in Google News. Totally pull up news sources. Hundreds of articles, all mainstream, going, oh, my God, the banking crisis caused by a few greedy Americans that lied on their applications. Oh, we'll have to have a world government run by the bankers and never let this happen again. Private banks did the same thing for 30 years up till 1913 and then advertised the private Federal Reserve to fix it all, and then they gave us an even bigger depression. I'm somewhat of a historian only because it's so interesting, and I studied quite a bit about the Great Depression. They would call in whole loans on houses, cars, on farms, and people might have paid $100,000 over 20 years for a farm, and may only own $1,000, $2,000. They said they were calling it in, and the banks would cut off the money supply as they implemented the Depression. And they would send out Pinkerton Security, the National Guard, the Army, and there were hundreds of cases in Kentucky and hundreds in Colorado and hundreds in the Dakotas and New York and New Jersey and Michigan and Texas, where they would come up with troops and they would just mow whole farms down. They would hundreds, there were pitched battles between hundreds of farmers trying to keep their farms in the military. The U.S. military, you would have World War I bonus strikers who 20-something years later had never gotten their bonus they were promised. And they would peacefully go to the Capitol and camp out, and they sent in tanks and men on horseback with machine guns and killed hundreds. And now you see the same thing, the news saying, yeah, the Army's got brigades ready for this if there's any financial riots. Yeah, they've been training police with the military to, you know, for financial riots for years. That's right. For years I've been telling you about it, gearing up for it. And then we have a story out of the Boston Globe last night, postponing the election. Is it a joke or is it? And the article never really gives any facts or proof. It just says that basically we're liars. But then at the end of the story says, well, actually, it's true. We are actually already under martial law with Presidential Decision Directive 51. And they go on to say, you know, the Democrats think George Bush is going to declare martial law to keep Barack Obama out of office. then they link to sites that post my news. They don't link to Infowars.com, Principal.com. They link to sites that have my story posted, so they're linked to my stories. The stories that Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo put out in the last couple of weeks on this about martial law and with the interviews with congressmen and the rest of it. They don't put that in the article. They just link to it. Where Congress was told, you pass this or you will be thrown out and martial law will be declared. The executive can't tell the legislative that. They're not above them. In fact, the government says things are co-equal. That's not really true. The legislative is really above the judicial and the executive if you really read the balance, the majority of the arguments by the founders. I just so happen to have read all that and had constitutional scholars on because it's so interesting. Because if you know history, you know the future. Okay, so the Congress is above the president. They pass the laws. They have the separation of powers. The founders put the most power in the body that had the most diversity and the biggest number of people, knowing it'd be hard for a dictatorship to take over that with hundreds of members, 500 and something today. But the executive tells them, you will pass this or we will dissolve the Congress. And then the media calls it a rumor. But the point here is, I'm not saying George Bush is going to declare martial law. We're already under martial law when Congress is threatened, do this or you'll be dissolved. That is martial law. And I told you, George Bush is a nobody puppet. I told you all these powers would be given to a John McCain or Barack Obama. Probably a Barack Obama. And Barack Obama has gotten three times the contributions from Wall Street, the private bankers that own this country through fraud, and four times from Goldman Sachs, which is running the receivership operation for the private families. They're just the hired thug to do it. And so we lay out exactly what's going to happen, and the Boston Globe kind of tongue-in-cheek makes jokes about it, but then links to a lot of proof that it is happening. But makes it a conspiracy where if we don't see martial law in the next 23 days, 24 days, that it was all made up. Because you've got Naomi Wolf and you've got Amy Goodman, the liberals, out saying, they're seeing all this freaking out, thinking, oh my God, it's George Bush, because they can't see the evil in the Democratic Party. The Democrats are owned by the very same people. Barack Obama comes in, he's the new FDR, we go into the police state receivership. We're under martial law with these checkpoints and face scanning cameras and everything tracking us and the banks, the private banks owning and running the government and threatening martial law to the Congress if they don't submit. So we'll come back and break down what's really happening and take your calls. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. These are the times that try men's souls.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Twelve months ago, the British Ministry of Defense released their 10-year prospectus, what they believe would happen in the next 10 years. They said the derivatives market would implode in the near future. Worldwide martial law would be instated. We wrote big articles about it, linked to it, had experts from Britain on about it. I told you, of course, about 9 years ago, we read federal documents on air, how they plan to put license plate reading cameras in nationwide. And about 4 years ago, you saw the headline, Florida town reads the plates and runs the background of everybody that drives through it. Well, here is the news today. Portland Tribune, got a link to it up on Infowars.com. We could all be tracked. Cops test license plate cameras that store trace all data. Everyone is recorded. Everyone is tracked. They're just letting the local police dial into it. Those traffic cameras, they told you were for traffic 5-6 years ago? It was in the Pentagon documents that that is a military control grid for NORTHCOM. That's your government now, not Congress, but the military. What did Thomas Barnett, one of the top war specialists and futurists at the Navy, have to say on C-SPAN? He said, we work for the banks. We work for Wall Street. Wall Street is foreign. Austin is one of the wealthiest, richest towns in the United States. I know a lot of prominent people. People who are part of the New World Order, but, quote, don't like it. And they have been leaving the country for 5 years. What have I been telling you? Saying, quote, financially, the United States won't exist. The United States is going to be the epicenter of a economic hydrogen bomb going off worldwide. By design, there isn't time to suck your thumbs anymore and deny what I'm saying. There's only time to go research what I'm saying and find out it's true, because politically, the American people have already gotten their head out of the sand. 2 weeks ago, they told Congress, we do not want this banker bailout plan. These are mainly foreign-owned banks. That's why you now hear they're bailing out foreign banks, because our banks are foreign, basically out of Europe. They figured the scam out hundreds of years ago, the Ponzi schemes. And we don't want you to do that. And so the president had his group on financial markets not prop up the stock market that Monday. That still didn't terrorize the public into submission. The public did not go along with the threat. And so the president's working group on financial markets did not bail the stock market out that Monday evening. It dropped around $1.2 trillion, to be technical, $1.2 trillion. Then it dropped another $3 trillion in value since then, from its high of last year, this week, its high last year on Thursday, of 14,000 down to right around 8,000. And it's only going to go down more. Now, we told you on this show, we said, you watch, they passed that banker takeover bill, and that's what it said, a small group of private banks, not your bank on Main Street, but the private families that own the Federal Reserve. If you do that, they are going to hammer the stock market down to nothing because they want to buy it up cheap. And then we gave all the documents and linked to them on the website. I mean, we have them engineering it. We have them doing it. And look, if you can't figure that out intellectually or economically, if you can't figure out what I'm saying, I know most of you can, but some probably can't, those that tune into mainstream media and are basically brain damaged from birth from the fluoride you drink. If you can't figure out what I'm saying there, you never saw a president or a prime minister or a Democratic leader of the House or Senate or Republican leader, the Speaker of the House, whatever, come out and say, depression, 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 we're going to have a depression. But they came out for 2 weeks terrorizing the public, trying to get the public behind this banker takeover bill. That's what it is. Immunity, unlimited power. The power for the select group to take over other banks and other brokerage firms and insurance companies. And private companies separate from the financial system. And what did they do? What did they do? They dropped the market thousands and thousands and thousands of points from 11,000 down to 8,000. And then they have a world summit and say we need a world banking elite now to be in complete power. And what happened? I told you when they passed that, the stock market would plunge. And what happened? It plunged because the enemy is out in the open with what they're doing. Now, the Boston Globe can make jokes all day. Postponing the election, is it a joke or is it? And I'm surprised even this much truth could come out in the major paper, but you ought to go read it. But they don't ever mention what the congressman had to say. The fact that multiple congressmen, Democrats and Republicans, were threatened with martial law if they didn't go along with it. Now, last week when I heard this on C-SPAN, I didn't just stop there. I called and had the congressman on. Here it is.
City from Ohio. The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week. We've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
Now, that's from C-SPAN. Now, they knew that bad-mouthing the market for weeks, saying depression, would make the general public and institutional investors, cities, counties, states, and that's the biggest amount of investment, pull out. And they did. And so while they sit up there saying, oh, things are bad, depression, boy, give us more power, they are the ones orchestrating it all while the money is given to the select inside group of banks to go and forcibly with regulators take over those banks, take over those institutions. Meanwhile, Chrysler, GM, have merger talks, sources report. Chrysler is in talks with General Motors Corporation about a deal to combine the number one, number three automakers at a time when both are struggling to cut cost and shore up cash, according to three people familiar with the matter. That's from Reuters. So, again, every U.S. asset being bought up. And that'll be done with taxpayer money and handed over to Chrysler. Scramble to save banks as IMF warns of meltdown from Reuters. Again, more fear-mongering from the central banks. Give us unlimited power, or it's going to be financial Armageddon, financial terrorism. Here's another one from Reuters. Markets could fall another 20%, more at most, IMF economist. In a worst-case scenario, markets could fall more than 20%, but there is practically zero chance. Another Great Depression, the International Monetary Fund chief economist Oliver Blanchard was quoted as saying on Sunday. Really, we don't have an economy left here in the United States. All we have is debt and rolling debt over into our houses and getting a new mortgage on another house we flip. I mean, this is a total setup. Meanwhile, the sheriff in Chicago halts foreclosure evictions, Reuters reports. That's actually something sensible to do. I mean, if you're going to be bailing out international bankers, why should they be forcing people out of their homes? I mean, I'm not a socialist, but we shouldn't just have socialism only for the banking elite and not the people if we're going to have it. Gold runs out in German rush. Gold runs out in German rush. London Evening Standard, risk-averse Germans are turning to gold in troublesome times, but there's none left. German gold dealers say demand has skyrocketed in the past week to 10 times normal as more orders can be taken for the foreseeable future. No more orders can be taken. The demand exceeds our capabilities by a great deal, said Helco Ganas, head of precious metals company Pro Urnum. The request cannot be satisfied right now, a dealer from the Dusseldorf WGZ Bank confirmed. And it goes on to say the country has run out of gold. The U.S. Mint has suspended gold sales. The Canadian Mint doesn't have any maple leaves left. Other mints are running out. The Russian Mint doesn't have it. And why don't they have it? Because the private banks have derivatives and have leveraged and played all sorts of games, this has been admitted, on suppressing the price of paper, paper gold, or people that hold paper in the price of gold. And so banks and mints can't buy gold at its real price of around $1,500. They can't do that because that's the real price of gold. And so, but because the financial dictatorship says gold only costs $850 an ounce, you see, no one can get it. And so they can't issue the coin anymore. This is the utter mind control that we're under. Your phone calls on the controlled economic collapse straight ahead and what a depression will look like, not just in the U.S., but...
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Nonex Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers in the foot care section.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
The global elite derive their power from the private banking system that controls the issuance of currency and credit, liquidity. We've always told you that's your enemy. We told you they were planning an economic implosion. They've done it hundreds of times in third world nations. That's been public. Argentina, Brazil, Guatemala, Nigeria. They did it back in the mid-90s in Japan. And we know what we're talking about here. A depression will be devastating, but the banks need to do that. They need to have a long-controlled economic collapse. They want to have an incremental one, not an overnight one, so they can further expand their control of the world economy. And they want it out of the crisis they've created, blame it on the public, and claim that subprime mortgages did it. That's one small part. They packaged those bad loans and sold them repeatedly. So the people are not to blame. In that respect, the people are to blame for being slovenly, being ignorant, not being involved in their government, letting the private banks take over. You study U.S. history in its first 100 years, everything was about the private banks. Everything was about stopping them taking over. People understood that. Thomas Jefferson. Of course, you have the famous case of Burr, you know, in a shootout duel killing Alexander Hamilton, who wanted to have private banks take over and have a king, wanted George Washington to be a king. We have Andrew Jackson fighting the British banks taking over. And on his deathbed, they said, "What are you most proud of?" And he said, "I killed the bank," on his deathbed at the Hermitage there in Tennessee. So politically, if we can expose that these guys need to go to jail, as Congressman Ron Paul said a few weeks ago on this radio show, he said, yeah, they're guilty, and he listed the crimes. Bernanke, Paulson, Alan Greenspan, they have engineered this. And we need to start having discussions and talks about that and talks about real ways to help Main Street and rebuild our industry instead of, oh, let's have a bailout of the same New World Order foreign banks that engineered this. You see, they're creating a world depression, and then they're stocking up with our currency and our money to be able to buy everything up that they don't have while they do that. Let's go to Justin in L.A. and then many, many others that are patiently holding. Justin, you're on the air worldwide.
Oh, great. Thank you, Alex. Albert Louise Tossum. I'm really excited to be on your show, and I've written down what I wanted to say on air because I'd afraid I'd be too nervous and just get distracted.
Go ahead and shoot.
Okay, I want to tell you a story. I'm hopping mad right now with all the things that I thought I'd call about, like I'd been researching depleted uranium chemtrails, which I have almost 2,000 photographs of. I'm talking about my martial law experience in Los Angeles. Last month, September 14th at 11 p.m., I was walking down to the end of my street to go to 7-Eleven to get buy a gallon of water because the tap water here is...
You're engaging in Al-Qaeda activity. All right. You're outside. Yes, you're not supposed to be slaves.
I only get one house down from my apartment complex, and this Lawndale Sheriff's Deputy, Tony Torres, shines a spotlight on me from about 15 feet away. I turn and I look. He screams at me to come over there and put my hands on the hood of the car. I hesitate. I ask why, because I know he has no probable cause. And after a moment of him screaming at me to come over there and spread my legs, I go over to the car. He runs up behind me, pulls my hands behind my back, and starts taking everything out of my pockets and patting me down without consent or probable cause.
Okay, now, long story short, why?
Well, he told me that there... I said, this isn't Nazi Germany or communist Russia. He says, I have to do this. This is, you know, this is a high crime area. I have to do this. And
yeah, that happens. I'll leave my office at like midnight a lot. And just anybody walking to the convenience store that's next door, the cops just wait in the dark and turn their lights on and frisk them and shake them down, which sounds good, but they're doing nothing about stopping all the real crime, the open borders, you know, the rest of it.
That's what I told this guy, because I talked to him for about a half an hour after he did this. And he told me it's California law that I must have ID, photo on ID on me.
Yeah, that failure to ID thing's been thrown out a million times, but they still... force it. Failure to ID has been thrown out. There's a Supreme Court case from Austin, Texas. There's quite a few on it, but one from Austin, Texas in the mid-'80s, 1984. And it's totally unlawful. It's totally criminal. But they've all been trained. They're doing this, treating us all like prisoners. The kids are prisoners in school for our safety. No, it's for the bankers' takeover power. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go ahead now and talk to Jay in Mass. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mega Diddles, Alex.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Nothing much. I was wondering about what you think about 10/13 tomorrow. Apparently it's supposed to be some anniversary for the death of the Templars or something like that. So I think it'd be a good idea to watch out and see what goes on tomorrow.
Well, a lot of people put a lot of dates on things, and we don't generally do that. You know, we just cover the facts that we're able to. But to Friday the 13th is known as bad luck. I mentioned that, by the way, last week, strangely enough, because that's when the Pope... in France and Spain, rounded up the Knights Templars and took their money and killed a bunch of them, and the rest of them fled to Scotland. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I was listening to your show last week about, you were talking about Zeitgeist Addendum, right?
Yes, it's film online, and I was talking about claims that we're not going to have any classes in this wonderful utopia ran by machines. And I said, funny, the New World Order says they're going to have a utopia run by machines, but the majority of us will be exterminated.
Okay, anyway, I just wanted to mention that I went to their they have the Zeitgeist Movement website now. They just started it, launched it.
The movement? Mm.
It's called the ZeitgeistMovement.com. Anyway, I went there, and I left an email, and I said that you were talking about it. And I said, I'm a Zeitgeist fan, and I think you should do this interview with Alex Jones. So I hope they do. And I think, it's really strange. When you're talking to people about things that you've done research on, they look at you like you have an eye in the middle of your forehead, you know. And but there's a lot of different kind of movements going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And each of them... separately don't draw enough people, I think. But all these separate movements, if put together, there's a lot more people, you know what I mean?
No, I know. The problem with that is you can't combine all the different alternative media groups and different movements of different ideas in together and, you know, have them agree, because other groups aren't going to agree with each other. That's not how this is going to work. We need a grassroots movement of people waking up, getting involved, and having a public debate. And I wasn't attacking Zeitgeist on my radio show when I played a few clips of it. I was telling the story of Zeitgeist. You know, I've gotten a lot of attacks and a lot of hate because people don't agree with the movie Zeitgeist, quite a few people. And then the guy used a bunch of clips from my films in it. And so then I got the blame as if I was premeditatedly involved in all that when I wasn't. Now, later he called up and got authorization to use some clips because, you know, you can't really say no when they're already doing it. The point is that... they cover the 9/11's an inside job. There's a new world order. There's a private banking system running things. The monetary system's a fraud. I overall think it's a good film. I agree with about 95% of it. But then they put out an addendum that is, you know, I mean, I know history. I know that the New World Order puts out this view that there'll be no more classes, no more money, no more system. And then they say we're going to eradicate classes. That takes force. There's going to be people that are going to want to, quote, claim they're in a class. There's going to be people that want to own their own private property. You start talking about getting rid of all that, that's a very serious issue. And I just did the parallels between the fact that H.G. Wells, another futurist, 80, 90, 100 years ago, and Karl Marx and others talked about the age of the machines and not having to work as the machines will produce for everybody and make everything wonderful in a land of milk and honey. And I said, where they've tried all that, that hasn't happened. Now, certainly, because of technology, humanity really could go to another level. The point is that to just say that it's not dangerous and to not mention the dangers of that type of centralization, it's a centralization, and then they're claiming that it's a decentralization. So because this has made so much interest, I'm going to try to put a mini documentary together, you know, 10-minute blurblet or something, to break down the facts here. But people need to just see Terror Storm, Endgame. They need to see films like Truth Rising, which you know, specifically cover an issue and prove an issue. You know, the criminal elements of the government staged the 9/11 attacks. Here's the proof. Now, don't trust them anymore because they may stage more terror attacks. Or here are these private banks. They're going to orchestrate an implosion. You know, we're there before it happens telling you what's going to go on, not after the fact. And it's not some arch crime for me to have my free speech and say that when you talk about eradicating money and classes, that every time that's done, you get a Mao Zedong or a Stalin. I got time to hit one more call here? I don't. Yeah, we better go ahead and go to break, and then we will come back with our guest, Phil Berg. He's a prominent lawyer. He's also the head of a state agency previously to that. Talking about Barack Obama, is he really a congressman? I mean, Barack Obama, can he really run for president? I was thinking about Congressman Ron Paul in a clip I'm going to be playing later. The bottom line is, with anything that says it's too simple, here's a magic bullet, there's going to be a utopia, we're going to run it all, no more classes, look out, the blood's going to flow in the streets. And that's happened historically, so I pointed it out. All right, here comes the news, and we'll be right back after that. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.